Well, that's invasion of Serbs. I'm Radomir Diklic from Beta News Agency in Belgrade. And I just wanted to mention several things in what is the situation in Serbia. First of all, we are talking here about censorship and self-censorship. Well, and if you ask our authorities, they will say that it does not exist. But and that we have a very perfect and proved laws on media and media strategy and whatever, and that the European Union Commission and Parliament and everybody says that it is a great, but, and there is always, but the application of all of this is a problem. And the authorities are doing all that they can to put the pressure on the media. It is economic pressure. It is sometimes open attacks. And what do you think? What one journalist can do when we have a situation these days that our ombudsman, the civil rights protector, I don't know how ombudsman, we call it ombudsman, is under the attack of the ruling party, MPs, government, because he asked transparency and he asked to control the secret, military secret service operations about one case that I don't want to bother you. And he dared to ask, and that's his right and his duty. And he was attacked from all sides. So how could you imagine that we can have an investigating journalism in this case, if him, who is by definition somebody that should have all reports, everything what he needs from administration, is under the attack. And the second problem, I'm just mentioning problems, is the privatization of the media. Media in our country still are not privatizing. And this is a process which should be finished during this year, maybe 1st of July, and we are talking about a lot of local radio and TV stations and newspapers. The privatization, the problem is, will it be really privatized or taken by hidden, by some owners which are linked to the power? For example, we have a Studio B, that is a TV station covering Belgrade, which means about 2 to 2.5 million of population, which is one-third of Serbia. And two candidates to buy this radio station are one we don't know even. There's only the firm, but nobody is behind. And second is something like a chicken farmer. So how these guys, which do not know nothing about information or media, are buying, would like to buy that. And people are saying that you ask authorities, they are saying there is no other candidates. So we believe in the media community that all these things must be watched closely. And unfortunately, I mean, my personal feeling is that I don't like very much pressures, that's obvious, but I believe that the pressure of European Union and European Parliament on our authority is the only tool that they understand. They don't care about local public opinion. They don't mind, because they have a huge majority in the Parliament. They can vote whatever they want. They can cover whatever they want. The only way is to have a watchdog, which is called European institutions. That they are afraid of. And that's why I support always every action in this sense, that very often some officials, including recently Madame Fajon, are taken to tell them and to repeat to them that they must obey and they must, let's say, follow the laws that they voted. Thank you very much.